Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie. Be talking about, am I good enough? We're going to be talking about our self-worth. So this is something that I have struggled with, my clients have struggled with. I think at any sort of point, a lot of us struggle with this. And we usually struggle with this when we are faced with maybe a challenge in our life. Maybe something doesn't exactly go our way or as planned. Maybe we feel like we failed at something. This happens quite often when someone is struggling to lose weight or struggling to get to their fitness goal or just making it a routine or a lifestyle. This could be even someone struggling with their relationship. Maybe they're struggling with, you know, a family matter, or maybe they're struggling in their career, right? A lot of times, you know, like when we make a mistake, when we, like I said, we feel like we failed at something, or maybe we have a challenge in our life that's very, very difficult, we tend to be like, hey, am I enough? Am I going to be able to get through this? We start to have, you know, self-doubt, especially with something new. Even if we are maybe doing well, self-doubt and that self-worth piece can still come through. And I remember after having Caleb, I definitely struggled with feeling like enough, particularly when I was a coach, because I didn't have the hot body. I was freshly postpartum. I felt really insecure. I felt like, who am I to tell people, you know, to about their fitness journey when I don't look that way, right? Obviously, that is not true. I have knowledge. I've been in the industry for so long, and I've helped so many people be able to achieve their fitness goals. But in that time when I was struggling after postpartum, not being able to show, I guess, with my physique was really hard on me. It's like, how am I supposed to, you know, tell people what to do when I don't look the part, right? And that's what kind of motivated me and started that first prep after postpartum. So shortly after postpartum, 6 weeks after, once I got that clearance, I went straight into dieting and training. I hired my coach and we started to diet and train. So I went from, you know, kind of struggling mentally, not really working out because you're not allowed to the first 6 weeks. I mean, I know some people do, but like, I don't know, at least for me, the first 2 weeks, it was freaking hard to walk. I did a little bit of exercising, but it was like body weight stuff and just like walking. Anyways, that's completely besides the point. I went gung-ho, going to the gym 5-6 times a week and dieting, actively dieting and doing cardio. It was really, really hard in the beginning because I felt like I didn't have that discipline. Even just taking 6 weeks off. I know some people take months off, maybe even take a year off, maybe take years off of their fitness journey. I took 6 weeks off and I felt totally out of routine, right? So for someone for like me that, you know, is in the fitness industry, I've been working out 4 years, I've been bodybuilding, I've been training people, I've been an in-person trainer, and then all of a sudden 6 weeks has completely derailed me into, you know, not feeling like I can do this. So I was really struggling with my self-worth and I was trying really hard. I was working out consistently. I was following my meal plan I think I probably was kind of not cheating, but definitely was having a few extra bites and licks, right? And I was not seeing the results that I wanted. It was 12 weeks and my weight was not dropping. I did see a body composition change, but I was so focused on the scale like many of us are. And I started struggling with my self-worth. Like, maybe my body's broken. Maybe I can't ever get fit again. Maybe I just can't lose the weight. Maybe it's my hormones. Maybe I'm trying to diet too early. And I kept saying these things to myself. I had self-doubt. I had low self-esteem. And then I was just like, how about we actually audit what you've been doing and see where we can improve? So instead of this self-pity party I was having, how about we actually see where we can improve? Okay, you know what? You've been overdoing it on your vegetables. You've just been eating a shit ton. Actually follow your meal plan and don't add extra veggies. Stop having licks and bites of stuff. You know, stop trying to, you know, squeeze in hibachi every single week in your macros. Like, you don't know the actual contents of that. How can I make sure that I do everything in my possibility to demand results for myself? And that's what I did. Right? So I honed in on a couple things. I made sure I was always meal prepping. I made sure not to skip out on my cardio. I made sure I had intensity and I was progressive overloading each and every single week. And guess what? My weight started to budge, right? Because I did have that self-worth thing in the beginning, and you know, we always do struggle with self-worth, like it's on and off. I don't think it's never like I feel amazing all the time, I'm super confident. I don't think that ever happens for anyone. But like in the beginning, I was struggling with that self-worth. I was thinking like, why me? And because of that clouded judgment, I couldn't see where I needed to make improvements. So I dropped the ego, and instead of being like, why me? I was thinking, okay, how can I be better? How can I make sure that I'm doing everything absolutely in my power to get results? And that's what I did. And I think a lot of us don't want to do that, or we don't want to make the actual sacrifice. A lot of us can't sacrifice just at least one weekend of not cheating or overeating or just like shitting the bed on our goals. Like, what if? What if for like the next 3 months, you just did what you said you were going to do and did it every single day? I bet you, you would start seeing results. I bet you that scale would move. I bet you the inches would come off. But you have to realize that you are in your own way. And when you keep telling yourself, I'm not enough, I'm never gonna achieve these goals, I'm never gonna do this, I'm never gonna do that, that is exactly what is gonna happen for you. So if you're struggling with that self-worth, you need to start doing things that are actually gonna build up your confidence. So what are the things that you can do to build up your confidence? That means hitting your workouts. That means not missing a meal prep day. That means not missing a check-in with your coach. Those are the things that you need to do in order to build that self-confidence in yourself. Because you feel like a fucking piece of shit because one, you're telling yourself you're a piece of shit and you keep going against your word. You don't have any sort of integrity. So you need to drop that shit. You need to go after the things that you actually want. Leave no stone unturned. If you actually want this, leave no stone unturned. If this is actually a goal for you, right? A lot of us say, oh, well, I'm just trying to be healthier. We all fucking know that it's not just you wanting to be healthier. You do want to see that change in yourself. You do want to build up confidence. You do want to build integrity with yourself so that you can be like, I follow through on my actions and I do things even when they're hard. Right? Because that feels fucking good. And that is what's life changing. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it there. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you found this valuable, please share with someone else and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is at a step above the rest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.